Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Sonya McQueen, with your mind, your body, your choice. I want to talk to you today about staying the course or completing what you start. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. I'm going to give you a good example of staying the course and finishing what you start. And how even when you try to walk away from things you start, if it's ordained, you're not going to be able to easily walk away. And then how you can stay the course and it's not a good thing. So I'm going to start with the latter. I remember, it's been a decade plus now. I met this young lady through her brother. And I guess I was kind of dating her brother, but after years and years and years, and I've talked about this before, I've spoke about this situation, but he convinced me to move down here. But more than that, through a conversation with a new friend at the time, now a closest friend, I knew that there was a reason I needed to move, and particularly here. So I did. And I met the young lady through her brother, and we became fast friends. We became prayer partners. We became, she became a writer for my newsletter and a confidant and all these things to me. But for her, it was just all a setup. And I know when the setup started, it wasn't immediate. It was when I was asked to speak somewhere through one of her friends who was a member of a very large church. And I was asked to speak, and my friend, I said that with quotes, was wondering why she was never asked to speak. And to be honest, at the time I was going through my thing, I didn't even want to speak, but I said I would. And that changed everything for her. After that, for her, our entire, once again, quote, unquote, friendship was about her taking something from me. And in her mind, she did. She won, right? Because I had led by motivation, and I was having these meetings, and I had all these different people that spoke on different subjects that worked and led by motivation. And when anybody needed a speaker, they could reach out no matter what. I had somebody who specialized in that. You have a child that was murdered or died at an early age, I had somebody that was godly that went through that that could speak on that subject. You had an ex-drug user, I had somebody that was godly that was addicted to drugs. You have somebody who was an abuser and an abusee, I had both. So no matter the subject, and she became a part of that, but what she was really doing was trying to get all the information she could from me so she could take it and run with it, and that's exactly what she did. Now, I'm not going to lie, you guys. I'm sure some of you have heard this story before, but at first I was upset. Like, once I see her, it's on site. Some of you know what that means. But then, the more God talked to me, I realized it was one of two things. Either A, she met me so that she could prosper in that area and do God's work, which is God sent, right? That means God sent me. And he knew what the plan was the entire time. He knew how this was going to go down. And he authorized it because of her mission and her purpose. Or B, she was working for the devil. And no matter what she did, even if it looked like it was winning, it was failing. So either way it went, the battle wasn't mine. The battle wasn't mine. I wasn't really doing my led by motivation anymore. I wasn't doing my newsletter. I don't have a clue how she's doing in it. I don't wish her any harm. I don't wish anything or pray for anything bad to fall on her. In the end, if it's the second of my two Maybe it's God, maybe it's the devil. She's already suffering, right? So that is one way of staying the course. And when I tell y'all she stayed the course, I'm talking for months, spending time with me, smiling with me, praying with me, while all the time just trying to figure out how to successfully take all my ideas and run with them. And once she did that, you guys, never spoke to her again. She actually moved out of the city, and that was that, right? So that's been long enough for me to get over, but I'll never forget the lesson for me. I'll never forget the lesson for me because, believe it or not, there's a lesson in there. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. So now I'm going to tell you the positive one. The same story, but now it's about me and it's not about her. You know, God put in me that first book I wrote, Vanessa's Choice. And then the second, and then the third and fourth, but I shied away, not only shied away, I removed the first and second from the bookshelves and didn't really want people to know I wrote books, but God, right? So then I stopped doing my newsletter and I stopped speaking at events about a better tomorrow. I stopped all that. And here we are 10 years later. 10 years later, I'm doing the newsletters again. I've built a better community. God has delivered people to me, and I did say delivered. He brought them right to my doorstep, right to my phone, right to my fingertips, right to my heart, that have nothing but godly, good intentions for me. See, I got to see what a non-godly person that I was confused about that I found in a non-godly way. I got to see what they bring to my table. But now I get to see what God's people bring to my table. People who literally pray for me. For me. People who hold my hand and say, I got you, and show it and mean it. People who put me on a pedestal and say, she's doing God's work. We need to support her. People I get to support back. And they appreciate it. People who say they love me and they show it. And because of that, I've come back stronger than ever before. And I don't mean financially. I'm not making any money anymore. I still haven't put my books back. I don't do any more speaking engagements. But I'm better and stronger than ever before because now I'm doing it with God's people. I'm doing it with people God placed as references in my life. I'm doing it with strong love, the wonderful strong love of a wonderful husband, the beautiful friendships I've formed, family. It is absolutely remarkable. And I would have a million of those females that I spoke about in my first story. I'd have a million of those over and over again just to feel this feeling one time. I wake up happy, you guys. I owe nobody nothing. Nothing. I'm here for you. My heart is real. My love is real. My applause for other people is real. It's loud. It's mighty. It's God-filled. I have all the desires of my heart, which is just love, understanding, peace, commitment, laughter, loyalty, godliness, and patience. I still struggle with the driving. I'm not going to lie. But now I see it fully, and I pray about it when I do or say something stupid, and I let it go. I let it go. I have to ask you guys, what is it in your life that you have to let go of in order to be stronger or better? Sometimes it's something you don't want to let go of. You're making that money, but you're making it the wrong way. You're making it illegally, but you don't want to let it go because it's paying the bills. What happens if you do let it go? Do you think you're going to fall on your face if you ask the Lord to just keep you, sustain you, keep you on solid ground. Yeah, you might lose the things that you don't really need anyway. A car is a car. You know, I've told this story before, but my husband took me to the dealership, and we were talking about Mercedes for me, and I fell in love with this Genesis car, and he took me to the Genesis dealership, and I'm looking, and I'm like, yeah, has everything I want, everything I need in a car, $65,000. Okay, we could do this. But then I thought, I love Mazda, and let's just go to the Mazda dealership right quick. Everything that Genesis had that I was looking for, that Mazda had for $35,000. Everything. My color, the automatic trunk opener, the everything. I'm simple, you guys. Everything I needed or wanted. I could talk to her. She talks back to me because my car is a car. We have conversations. I push a button. She asks me what the heck I want, and we talk. Why would I go spend that $65,000 on a when I can get the same bells and whistles on a $35,000 car, right? My point is, sometimes we want grandiosa when simplicity is right there at our hands, and that simplicity carries all the same weight, gives you all the same fulfillment as that grand. You want to drive a Bentley. You want to drive a Bentley on a Toyota budget. You want to live in that 5-bedroom, 6-bathroom house on a 2-and-2 budget. You want to go to Ruth Chris and Capital Grill and all these places that's going to cost you a good $200-$300 when you walk out. But you have an alehouse budget. Live within your budget and your means, and I promise you, you won't fail. Now, if you have a Bentley budget, you whip that Bentley, and I'm going to applaud you. You have a Ruth's Chris and a Capital Grill budget. You eat at that whip. You deserve the desires of your heart. But I promise you, sometimes when you give up things or you see a bigger picture, there's no failing in it. You guys, I hope I made my point. My whole point is, I think I said I'll come back to this at the end. Even giving up, because I could have called that lady out on social media. I could have made a big deal of it. I could have found her. That on-site thing, I could have found her. And none of that would have made a difference, because if it was the way it was supposed to go, it is the way it's supposed to be. What I need to do is live my life to the best of my ability and trust and believe that what God brings to me is for me, and I will have it, and nobody will be able to take it away from me. Nobody. Somebody else might be able to share it with me. Somebody else might be able to prosper in it. Somebody else might be able to shine in it. Somebody else might be able to put their name on it, but it's mine. Because he gave it to me, he brought it to me, and I'm going to fulfill it like I am with this podcast, like I am with this newsletter. By the way, if you want that newsletter, it's free. All you have to do is send me an email, sonya.mcqueen69@outlook.com, sonya.mcqueen, the numbers 69@outlook.com, and I will send you that newsletter, no questions asked. It is a beautiful resource full of wonderful love. And if you're listening to this podcast and you already get that newsletter, you send me somebody else's email that you know would benefit from it. I'm putting that on you, and I know at least 10 people who listen to this podcast. So I'll be looking for 10 emails, and don't make me call you out in the next podcast. And I appreciate anybody who wants to write for it as well. Same email address. You guys, you have a wonderful day. And remember, what is yours, nobody can take away. Somebody can duplicate it. They can try to resurrect it. They can put their name on it. They can put their stamp on it. But it's yours because he said so. Have a beautiful day on purpose. Be kind to people you come in contact with. A smile can carry so much weight. Smile. Be happy. God bless you.